This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The aviation world is sizing up the merger of Delta and Northwest, and analyst predictions that the pairing will set off airline merger mania are about to be tested. The Minneapolis Star Tribune observes that a combined Delta and Northwest will have the size and reach that almost guarantees competitors will respond. American Airlines, which suddenly finds itself the number two airline, has been mentioned as a merger candidate, as have United and Continental. So, will regulators allow the current six domestic network carriers to consolidate to three in the next year? Chances may be better than at any time in the past. Merger proponents note a perfect storm of growing international competition as foreign airlines deregulate and benefit from open skies agreements, soaring fuel costs, growing market share for low-cost carriers, and the dramatic spate of bankruptcies in the last 2 weeks. Two things seem certain. The Bush Justice Department won't be able to take life easy during its last year, and those ubiquitous unnamed sources close to the talks won't be out of work anytime soon. For his part, United Airlines CEO Glenn Tilton says UAL will entertain a merger, quote, when and if it is the right choice, unquote. The Chicago Tribune reports Tilton's message to workers on Tuesday morning is being interpreted within the industry as setting the stage for a possible United-Continental merger. Tilton promised his employees that executives will, quote, stay focused on our customers, and if there is news to report, we'll bring it to you directly, unquote. Tilton has been a longtime advocate of industry consolidation, calling it, quote, but one of the changes necessary to achieve sustained profitability. We will take the actions we need to strengthen our global competitiveness, unquote. The airline industry achieved its 13th straight month of employment growth, despite announcements of bankruptcies, mergers, and declining profits. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics reported U.S. scheduled passenger airlines employed 3% more workers in February 2008 than in February 2007. All six network carriers, all the low-cost airlines except ATA, and 10 regionals all employed more full-time equivalent workers than a year ago. Year-to-year increases were led by Delta among network carriers at 7.8%, with Mesaba leading the regionals with an 18% gain. Airlines that operate at least one aircraft with the capacity to carry combined passengers, cargo, and fuel of 18,000 pounds are required to report these stats monthly to the BTS. Frontier Airlines' announcement on Friday that it has filed for bankruptcy has elicited an offer of financial help from the Denver International Airport. Airport officials were quoted as telling the Denver Post the offer to help the airline reduce costs would also be extended to other airlines if they find themselves in similar trouble. Airport spokesman Chuck Cannon pointed out it wouldn't be the first time. Quote, we did with United, unquote. Federal funding prohibits the airport from playing favorites among airlines. Quote, there are certain things we can do, and there are certain things we can't do. In the case of United, the airport agreed to settle back debts and help the carrier overhaul operations at its Denver hub. Frontier has not yet formally requested any help, but says it does plan a growing presence at Denver. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A blacklisted Congolese airline has yet another accident. Russian money breathes new life into Atom aircraft. And American Airlines pilots stage an international day of protest. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we catch up with Kate Hanai of Flyers Rights. She's optimistic the House and Senate will complete FAA reauthorization before the end of the year. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.